So AWS just dropped a bunch of stuff at the top of 2026, and honestly, the thing that jumped out at me isn't the flashiest announcement. It's the European Sovereign Cloud going generally available. Think of it this way. We're watching cloud infrastructure become genuinely geopolitical.
Right, but here's what bugs me about framing it that way. They announced this back in 2023. So we're looking at a 3-year build cycle for what amounts to a compliance checkbox, even if it's a really expensive one.
Fair point. But the timing matters now, because Europe's actually cracking down on data residency in ways they weren't enforcing before. This isn't theoretical anymore.
Okay, so the real question is, how many customers actually need this versus how many think they do? Because compliance theater is expensive.
That's brutal, but fair. Let's flip to something that actually feels like it's moving fast, the AI agent stuff. Kiro CLI got a bunch of new controls. Bedrock Agent Core is getting CI/CD automation through GitHub Actions. And honestly, it feels like the plumbing for agentic systems is finally getting real.
But let me stress test that for a second. GitHub Actions integration for deploying agents is table stakes, not innovation. Every platform has this by now.
True, but the allow list and block list controls for web fetch URLs in Kiro? That's actually solving a real problem. You want agents that can do research without hallucinating into dangerous territory.
I keep coming back to whether these controls are robust enough, or if they're just security theater with a different name.
And that's the thing. We won't know until enterprises start actually deploying these at scale and something breaks spectacularly.
The EC2 X8i instances are getting SAP certified, which is basically AWS saying, we built this specifically for enterprise database workloads. That's not flashy, but it's profitable.
Exactly. Custom Intel Xeon 6 processors, sustained 3.9 GHz all-core turbo, available only on AWS. It's the kind of thing that makes sense if you're running SAP, and nobody else is going to care.
Which is honestly fine. Not every announcement needs to be for everyone. But it does suggest AWS is doubling down on vertical specificity rather than horizontal innovation.
Here's the part that caught my eye, though. Amazon QuickSuite being used as a productivity tool by their own VP of agentic AI. That's either a great sign or the most obvious self-promotion possible.
I wonder whether that's actually the story. Or if the story is that AWS is eating its own dog food and realizing where the real friction points are in agent workflows.
Either way, 2026 is shaping up to be the year where AI agents stop being science projects and start being actual tools. And AWS is betting hard that they'll own that transition.